1 year and we're still in stride. Welcome to Anniversary Week right here on the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. You don't want to miss a moment of Anniversary Week. We are celebrating 1 year right here on the 2-2 Podcast. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab your red solo cup. We're going to party all week. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday, and welcome to part one of the anniversary special of the 2-2 Podcast. Can you believe it's been a year? Man, just to think about all that has transpired and all that has happened since April 9th of 2020. April 9th of 2020 was the debut episode, that was a trial by fire. To do it was a lot of fun, but there was a bit of uncertainty. It mixed with the uncertainty of what was going on with the pandemic. When that was when we were at the height, the very height of the pandemic, the start of it, where there was a lot of uncertainty. There wasn't a lot of idea of what and how to go about things. It was just starting to snowball, as you will. But I wanted to take this first episode to tell the story of how I got started. But first and foremost, if this is your first time, or your first time in a long time, or this is your first time since 2020, welcome and welcome back. You picked a special time to come back or be a part of it for the first time. This is the anniversary week of the 2-2 Podcast. There's so much in store for this week, and you'll get more of that on all social media platforms. I'm not going to give too many details to it. Just know it's going to be a big deal. Nonetheless, thank you for joining me if this is your first time or your first time in a long time. All right. So, you know, throughout the year, throughout the past year, I've been asked several questions. And one of those is, how did you get started with the 2-2 Podcast? And why the name 2-2 Podcast? And a few other things. But I can't tell you how I got started with this without telling you how I got started into public speaking and speaking, period. For a long time, I was just a writer. I mean, I could talk. Anybody could talk. But I was a writer. And I have to say thank you and give credit where credit is due to my 12th grade English teacher, Mr. Girding. I hope he is doing well. I hope he is still teaching. But this teacher took a chance on me to really help me transform my writing. And because of that, this is why if you've ever seen anything that I've written at any point, it is because of him that I am the writer that I am today. So I thank Mr. Girding for that. But I took extemporaneous speaking classes. I took public speaking in high school just to refine and get together, you know, vocal patterns, speech patterns, what to say, how to say it, speaking with intelligence, speaking with power, speaking with energy, realizing the moment that you are a part of, that you're in, and knowing what tone to speak with, or how to approach a moment, or how to approach a situation in which you have to speak. And so another great thanks to my public speaking teacher, Mrs. Jones, who was also my acting coach as well. I was in a lot of productions, and in high school. Well, I was in a few of them, musicals, and no, I'm not singing, so don't ask. But I was in a few musicals and a few plays in high school. And so because of that, you know, I owe Miss Jones and Mr. Girding a lot of credit. But all credit goes to the Lord, because this is an ability that I do not take for granted. I don't want to ever take it for granted. I refuse to take it for granted. I refuse to, you know, squander it at all. So that is how I got started into public speaking. One of my biggest calls, though, is ministry. One of my biggest calls is ministry. One of my other calls is coaching. And so with both of those, you have to know how to tell a story and to sell a vision. You don't have to really have to, you know, how to tell a story and cast vision to people that you are ministering to or coaching. And that was one of the main things that I wanted to do with this podcast when I got started. But I've been public speaking for about 8 years now, about 7 or 8 years now, mainly through the local school district here in my city, in the city of Columbus, speaking to young black males about one word, and that word is being uncommon. And when I think of the word uncommon, there is a definition, and there's several definitions for the word uncommon, but the first definition is, you know, unusual, weird, strange, peculiar. And yeah, I didn't, you know, when I first taught about that word, when I first got the job speaking to young males, to males about being uncommon and following your dreams and standing out from the crowd, I was preparing a lesson years and years ago to teach for the first time. And I thought about that word. I looked up that word and didn't like the first definition. But I was always taught to read the second. I was always taught to read the second definition. The second definition said remarkable or remarkably great. And so from that point on, my message in any and everything is about how to overcome circumstances, overcome the situations that are brought ahead of you, brought that stand in front of you, overcome the obstacles and the hurdles that are in front of you, and be remarkably great in the face of adversity, in the face of peer pressure. And so throughout that part of my career, throughout this part of my career, that has been my message, is to be uncommon, to be remarkably great, to be unique, to be to stand out when everybody wants to fit in, to ride your own wave when everybody wants to ride everybody else's wave, to be you in such an authentic way. This is why the motto of the Tutu podcast, the motto of the Tutu podcast, is authentic, transparent, and informal. Because I take a big huge priority on being transparent and authentic. Informal is, you know, just me. I know when to be formal, but most of the time, when I'm talking, when we're talking about something, it's just, you know, we're just having a conversation, and that's that. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But last year, around March, the early parts of March, like late May, February into March, we were on a bit of a speaking tour. We were on a bit of a school tour, talking to young men and having breakout sessions about being uncommon athletes, being uncommon young men, being uncommon students, being just uncommon people in the community. And all of a sudden, that stopped, that came to an abrupt halt with news of COVID-19 hitting the United States. And us getting our first cases here. And so school districts halted all in-person activity. And so at that time, we're getting ready to wrap up the year. We were getting ready to get into the end of the school year. We had wrapped up. We were wrapping up on, like, teaching within certain schools with a book which I read just about every day. It's called Boys Won't Be Boys. I get the opportunity and the honor to work with my mentor and the author of that book, Mr. Tim Brown. Coach Tim Brown has been my mentor since I was in sixth grade. And I owe a lot of honor and honor to him. He's been a major influence on my life, a hero, a role model, spiritual covering, spiritual father, if you will. He's been just that. He's been the benchmark for my life. And for my ministry and for what I do. But, we, you know, around March, going into February, going into March, we're starting to wrap up. We're slowly winding the year down. And we're starting to do some different things with the kids. Talk about some different things with the kids as well. And we have a vast opportunity to talk to young men between the grades 4 through 9, just about life and about different things. And so this was about around the time I was preparing to be creative and come up with some very hard hitting topics to talk about with each group that I work with exclusively, and. Then the pandemic hit, and it was a point where you're scrambling to figure out what's next, what to do next. And what gave me the idea to do a podcast was, I have a friend who also has a podcast. Her name is Tanika Keshe. We call her Keshe for short. She's a recording artist, one of my dearest friends. Her and I have been friends for the absolute longest. Shout out to her. She was doing a podcast at first. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't into podcasting. I wasn't deeply into, like, the NPR radio show type thing. I wasn't into, now I'm into it for some reason, Urban View, with Joe Madison and Topeka K. Sam, Heather B., just to name a few. Clay Kane, that's my guy. I like Clay Kane. He's one of my favorite show hosts. I wasn't into podcasting until I really got into the behind the scenes thing. I didn't like listening to it as well. It's almost like when you're if you play golf, it's not always fun to watch sometimes. Maybe that's just me. I wasn't into podcasting, but my friend was doing her own podcast. She got started way before I did, and it gave me an idea to start a podcast and use some of the things that I talk about with kids, with especially young men, but yeah, mainly with young people, period. Take that idea and beef it up a little bit so it really fits and really connects with young adults with college-age kids, with adults, period, about some things that we go through, that we've even gone through as kids, that we still go through today. And so that's the reason why I started this podcast, simply because I wanted to continue what I was doing within the schools, but help, but expand my reach, expand my horizons, expand to other people other than young men. I wanted to work with everybody at some point, and that's how we got started. And my first message was based off of a proverb, a quote, a something that I you know has become a bit of a life lesson for me. And basically, that is watch your thoughts that become your words. Watch your words that become your actions. Watch your actions that become your habits. Watch your habits that become your character. Watch your character becomes your destiny. And I did a whole message on watching what you say, watching what you think. And I started it. My biggest quote, my big quote for that one was, your destiny starts with a decision. Your destiny starts with a decision. You know, you have to watch. And I added to that, not taking away from the lesson in that message, in that proverb, I said, you got to watch what you see and watch what you hear. Because what you see and what you hear, you have to guard what you see, guard what you hear, because what you see and what you hear can infiltrate your mind, and it can become what you think and what you say and what you do and what you continuously do. And so I went through that, and that was almost a series. I'm not even going to lie to you. That was almost going to be a series, but I had already had the next series coming up in between that, which was called Uncommon. And Uncommon was a lot of fun for me, getting the chance to take what I teach from the book Boys Won't Be Boys, and, you know, teaching it from there, and just adding some different elements and different things to it to help people of all ages become the best possible them. And, you know, hey, that was absolutely exciting to do. I'm not going to sit here and say everything was perfect. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, I didn't have some days where I just didn't want to, I would mess up the intro to an episode, mess up a word, mess up something else, whatever it may be. And I just wanted to quit. There are plenty of times where I wanted to quit. I would say to myself, this is not for me. You know, editing, sound and editing audio and, you know, editing all of that for a podcast was, I didn't feel like it was for me. And so plenty of times where I wanted to quit, I just wanted to give up, but I knew, you know, there was something inside of me that made me want to keep going. And it was this fact that what I'm doing is ministry, and what I'm potentially going to be doing. This was early in. I think I was only about 4 or 5 episodes in, and the listenership was slow. I think people. I think I was doing things out of fear and anxiety, not knowing and not understanding that what I was going to say and what I was going to do was going to impact so many people from all ages. And I didn't realize it at the fact, but I was operating in a lot of fear. I was operating in a lot of frustration. I was operating in a lot of anxiety, because my thing was, you know, what if people don't listen to me? What if people don't take in what I say? What if people, you know, listen to the first episode and never listen again? What if people, you know, are critical of that? But then I had to remember that, you know, it's not always the critic who counts. You know, it's the person, the man in the arena. It's that person, it's that woman, it's that man in the arena, it's that woman in the arena that is, you know, diligently working to become what they want to be and do what they are set out to do. And so the other key element of that is that this is ministry, and I had to remember that I'm ministering to somebody's situation at the time. When I talk to somebody, when I'm doing this podcast, the minute I say something, I'm ministering to somebody's situation, and I had to remember that even in the midst of anxiety and sometimes, you know, fear and sometimes frustration. And so because of that, I am grateful for where I am now. It is not just a hobby. It's not just a thing to do two times a week. This is a lifestyle. This is what I want to do. I want this to become something that eyes have not seen and ears that have not heard. I want this to become something beyond my wildest imagination, beyond my prayers, beyond my vision. I want this to become something great, and I believe it will. And we're gonna work continuously to do that. Just another quick story, because we don't have a lot of time on Anchor and whatnot. So we're gonna compact this, and then we're gonna do a part two of this on Thursday. But quick little story, this is not my first show. If you heard the very first episode, you might have heard me tell a story about this not being my first show per se. In the old days of Ustream, when live streaming became sort of a big thing, it was in its infancy. I think it was a bit It was in its infancy at the time. I had a little live Ustream show called The Deuce Delgado Show. Don't ask me how I got the nickname. It's a lot. Okay, I'll tell you how I got the nickname. So, Deuce Delgado. Okay. Deuce Delgado. So, any picture that I used to take back in the day, I always used to throw the peace sign up. And so, it was just like, all right, Deuce. But I misspelled Deuce to make it unique. I didn't want to spell it the right way. And then Delgado means thin in Spanish, or slim. And for years I couldn't gain weight. And now look at me. So Deuce Delgado, I put everything together. And that was that. But I did a live stream show and didn't know what the heck I was doing. I was young and stupid, having fun with a laptop and just, you know, talking out the side of my neck. No, you can't find any previous episodes of this show. But, you know, that was, you know, I don't know what I was doing at the time. But, you know, like I said, that was, you know, 10 years ago. 11 years ago, almost, when I did that. And so that was kind of the start, but it took me that long to actually know what I'm doing. And I'm still learning to this day, but I had a Ustream show called the Deuce Delgado Show. Boy, a mighty long way I've came. Mighty long way I've come. So that is the story of how I got started in with podcasting, with public speaking, with all of that. That's the story of how I got started. So the name Tutu is derived from one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and that's Habakkuk 2:2. And y'all know this story, and if y'all read the Bible, y'all know this verse. Write the vision, make it plain, that for those, so those that read it make run with it. And so I thought about when I came up with the whole thing with 2:2 and all of its entities. I thought about all the times that I wrote a vision down, I read the vision and didn't run with it. I wrote the vision. I read the vision. It was clear. The vision was clear. But it was it for me, it wasn't clear enough for me to run with it at the time. Maybe it was mentally I wasn't prepared, mentally I wasn't ready to do such a thing. Maybe it was, I didn't feel like I had the willpower or the to do such a thing. But I would write the vision, but I wouldn't run with the vision. And so I came up with the tutu name simply because of this, because I said to myself that every vision that I wrote, every time that I put tutu on something through podcasting, through merchant, through, apparel, through live streaming, through whatever, that I was no longer, that it was a reminder that don't just let this vision be something that was just written down. Make sure that when you read it, that is your that when you read it, those are your marching orders, that God has created me and God has ordained me to do some amazing things, to be something amazing. And every time I write that down, it's a vision. Every time I see the numbers 2-2, I'm reminded of the vision that I wrote down, that I read, and that was made clear, and that I ran with. And that I would no longer allow any vision that I had, no matter how big, no matter how small, no matter how unrealistic it was to somebody else. I wasn't going to allow myself to cause it to become a stagnant dream. See, so many times in our lives we sit on stagnant, we sit in stagnation. We are called to move. We are called to not only write the vision, not only to read the vision, but to run what we see. And so for so long, and this I'm getting preachy right here. I just need to have, there's a lesson in this right here. I need somebody to understand that if you do not run with what you wrote, it would just be a vision on paper. There's a lot of paper champions out here. So many people that get picked early to be a champion, but don't do the work to become what they've been picked and called to be. It's paper champions. But sometimes paper champions become what could have been. I could have been that. I should have been that. What would have happened if I would have done this? And I no longer wanted to be in a situation where I asked, what if? I no longer wanted to be in a situation where I said, I almost did. I don't want to be. I'm reminded of a song. I'm reminded of a song, What Goes Around, by Big Sean. And he said, I don't want to look at back at my life and say I almost did it. I don't want to be an almost did it person. I never want to be in a situation where I said I almost did something. If I wrote it down and I prayed over it and the vision became clear and it's in alignment with what God wants me to be, and it's in perfect, I have perfect clarity, I'm going to run with everything that I've written down and I've made clear in my own mind. I'm destined to be everything that I have envisioned and that is aligned with the purpose that God has placed in my life. And so that was the story. That is the reason why I came up with the name Tutu, because it is a vision of mine that I wrote down that became something that now that has become a budding and up and coming podcast that's going to become something a lot more in the future. And so man, it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I can't say enough how much fun this opportunity is to help others and to help people see what they can potentially to what they can definitely be. They work, they do the necessary things they need to do. And so that is the story of why this is called the Tutu Podcast and why you see a lot of tutu everything on here. Okay, finally, why neon green? Well, one of my favorite colors is neon green. Actually, my favorite colors are neon green. I like neons. In my family, I'm we got a lot of people that are traditional. They like the traditional colors. And then there's me. I'm just the electric personality in the family. I'm the one. I don't know a stranger. I don't know a person I don't know. Actually, I don't know a stranger. I try to be a light in darkness. I try to be, the neon sign. You get excited. I'll tell you, for example, you ever drove past Krispy Kreme and that hot now sign is on, and you just get joy in your heart? I want to be the light in somebody's darkness. In light in a dark situation, I try to shine my light no matter wherever I go. And so the reason why I picked the colors, the neon green, simply because it just matches my persona. It matches my, my personality. It's electric. It's neon green stands out. You ain't missing neon green. You're not missing it. It is there. You're gonna see it. It's gonna stand out. And that's that. And so that is the reason why I picked neon green is one of the colors. And you've seen some other iterations. I did a tribute to Kobe Bryant recently where I changed the colors from neon green and white to purple and gold. And that was, that was pretty cool to do for a few days, for a week or so. And then I've done some other iterations where I did a blackout version of it, to stand in solidarity, for all of the, brutality that happens to African Americans, a black male. And that's, I have no other choice but to stand and speak out against, just intolerance and division and racism. That is my job as a person that works with young males who are oftentimes looked at in a bad light. And oftentimes they don't want to see us in a good position. They don't want to see us in a good light. And so a lot of times what I do and what my mentors do and what we do doesn't always get seen in on the news, doesn't, because in this world negativity always sells better, and as such, and that's unfortunate. But I'm gonna continue to shine my light. I'm gonna continue to be like Anita Baker and give you the best that I got. But neon green is the neon green stands out. It's electric. It's bright. It shines. It's just me. And so, yeah, that is the reason why I picked neon green for the colors. So that's that for part one of this episode. Part two, you're not gonna want to miss. Part two is we're gonna bring it home. We're gonna go for the gold. We're gonna go hard on Thursday afternoon. So you don't want to miss a moment of Thursday's episode. We're gonna talk about the top, my top five, or yeah, we'll do top five favorite episodes of the 2-2 podcast. And we might even do a question and answer session where I answer some of your questions as well. And then I'm gonna give a short message and just talk about a few things that are gonna be happening in the future. Oh, first surprise. I got a few music mixes coming. Just some music sound, some soundtracks for this podcast that mix some old school, some new school, some gospel, just a little bit of everything. So just be on the lookout for those mixes that are coming really soon. You'll get the track listings for that very, very soon. It's gonna be huge, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire. The eyes. Speaking of which, just quickly, for those of you who are still on a high from that Verses on Sunday, I am too. I don't think I'll ever come down from that. That was amazing. That was actually my first Verses that I ever watched. But listen, guys, stay tuned for part two of this anniversary special. You don't want to miss a moment of it. I'll see you Thursday. Happy anniversary, y'all. It's time to party. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.